This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Stalled but not forgotten. That's the status of a bill written to fix the state Supreme Court's Hearst decision that makes drilling a well on rural land far too difficult and expensive. Representative John Koster says the session began with several bills aimed at reversing the ruling.
The only remaining bill right now is Senate Bill 5239. That's Judy Warnick, Senator Warnick's bill. And it is what we consider the fix. It passed the Senate. It stalled in House Ag and Natural Resources, and the Democrat leadership is refusing to move the bill forward. I sincerely believe if we got the bill to the floor, we would have the votes. But without passage of this measure, all adverse effects of Hearst I've been warning about are going to kick in.
But Koster says the clock is ticking and some Democrats are trying.
To their credit, the House Democrats have offered some proposals, but they, in both cases, would add unnecessary and unfair bureaucratic burdens on property owners, including such things as water meters, significant fees, and additional paperwork.
Koster says it's important everyone understands the Hearst implications.
I think there are some of our Democrat friends who do not understand the consequences for their own communities, so we're hoping to put some pressure on them to raising public awareness about this problem. As I said, it affects everybody.
Listen tomorrow for how Hearst will impact urban homeowners and possible outcomes.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.